I want to talk to you again about your position with the Lord. And Proverbs 14, I read it the last time, let's read it again. Proverbs 14:34, King James. And it says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to any people. That means it brings shame and disgrace. But righteousness exalts a nation. A nation is made up of who? People. Out of people come what? Communities, right? Out of community comes what? Home and family, right? Out of family comes what? Individuals. So, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Have you ever known, or have you paid any attention to a family that honors the Lord and have great respect for His teaching, that they follow His instruction and they live according to His word and will? Have you known their standing in the community? Have you known a family that was out of order? No structure? No care or concern for one another? What happened to that family? Brought shame, didn't it? Some brought disgrace. Satan, the enemy, trying to push on us principle and guideline that destroy people. Amen. Amen. They're trying to push off on us and ignore God's instruction. When the Bible says, in the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth. But we have some people now trying to take over like they created it. Am I right? And so they says the Bible is old fashioned, out of date, so we're going to make our own rules. So we have people wants to come together with no godly principle involved. You see somebody just move in with them and live, fuss and fight. Go and come as you will, no accountability to each other. Neither any accountability to the Lord, right? You have them, they're saying, it's all right for the same sex to move in and marry. And then they want to push that off on us. Anybody in the house. And we're supposed to follow them. It's supposed to be the law that we do what they say. That devil is a lie. And you look among those people that practice those things. And see, people have the tendency to think in their carnal thinking, just because somebody got a lot of money, they're right. But that's not the truth. You just take inventory or just look among those people that practice those things. What do you find? All kind of evil, out of order, disease. You can just go on down the line. And of course, we know the enemy is out to get us any way he can. Praise God. But you find no structure, no godliness. You really don't find any peace and joy among that. You find high rate of death. Hello? Am I telling the truth or am I just talking? High rates of violence. Where you find this people want to practice any kind of lifestyle for drugs, violence, and all kind of evil. I could go on, but I want to get to where we're going. The text says, again, righteousness, what? Exhorts a nation. If it exhorts a nation, it will exhort what? State, community, home, family, individual. Am I right? But sin is a reproach to any people. Adam was created in the image and likeness of God. Everything on the earth was to be done according to that which was in heaven. Amen. But Adam allowed an outlaw, an enemy, to enter this earth through disobedience to what God had commanded him. God has said to Adam, I give you dominion over what? Fish of the sea, fowls of the air, what else? Every creeping thing that what? Creepeth up on the earth. Is that right? He gave him dominion over everything on the earth. But Adam allowed an outlaw, an enemy, who was out there in space somewhere, but he was not in contact or in this earth realm. And you know he wasn't in heaven. Because the Bible said the fool tried to go up there. I'm calling just what he is, a fool. He tried to go up there and Jesus said, I beheld Satan falling like lightning. But Adam opened up a doorway for him to enter this earth realm. Anybody in the house this morning? And ever since that happened, the earth had been disarray, chaos, violent. You notice that never happened until Adam disobeyed what God said. Cain did what? Kill Abel. With no killing, anything like that. No violence, no storms, no disasters. Everything was like heaven, filled with joy, peace, goodness. And we're in the last days, and the enemy knows. He don't want you to know it. He wants to disturb you and interrupt you and destroy you any way he can.